Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me and being part of my day and allowing me to be part of yours. You're going to be glad you did, because Julie Linzer Kirk is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Julie is an award-winning entrepreneur. She created a company called Applied Creative Technologies once upon a time, and now she grew to be quite successful, and now she is helping other people with their dreams, and especially with their dreams as they abide side by side with our lives, with our children. She also is the mother of two beautiful children. She's the author, and she has another baby here that I'm going to tell you about right now, the author of the book, The Parentpreneur Edge, and she's our good friend, Julie Linzer Kirk. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Writing a book is about like having a baby, isn't it?
It is completely like having a baby. Yes, it's, you forget the pain, so I'm thinking about doing it again.
That's what happens. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, me too. Hey, Julie, what do we need to know? We've just come off of we're just wrapping up a season when we've tried as much as we can to make sure that there's balance in our lives. We take off a few days, most of us do, and just sort of be with family and friends and that sort of thing. Is this a good time for most entrepreneurs?
Oh, I think so.
Holidays?
Yeah, I think the holidays, one, you really got to spend time with your family and realize why it is that you work so hard. You know, usually it's to provide for your family and to give them great opportunities and to fill that, holiday present box,
right.
Whatever it looks like, whether it's under a tree or, nightly. It's just to make sure that you can provide for your children and your family.
There's another side to all this, Julie, and I don't know if you ever experienced it. I actually did. And that's when, if you have children while you're trying to grow your business, Julie, you probably remember when your business was in the really formative stages, there probably were times when you didn't have a whole lot of extra money to throw around.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
And so if you had children, teenagers maybe, with a lot of impressionable things going on and, trying to a lot of status seeking, that kind of thing, and you weren't able to really do what you would like to do, that adds extra stress at this time of year, doesn't it?
It does. And it's not just that, Jim. It's also that, like my children, they're 11 and 13, two girls. They wanted, what was top on their list? They wanted a cell phone and a laptop. Neither one of them got either of that. And it wasn't because I couldn't afford it. It was because they didn't need it.
Right.
I think as business owners, we take a look at these things and, we tend not to spoil our children too bad. I mean, but we look at it as, okay, what is the lesson that we're trying to impart here?
Right.
It's not that you get everything you want. It's that you got to work for it.
When my daughter was my daughter, who's grown with two children now, when she was about 17, that was at a time when I was really struggling to get my business growing, and so they weren't hungry or anything. We just didn't have a lot of extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one year, one of her little friends' parents gave their daughter a brand new BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all I needed, right?
Right.
And my daughter never complained. She never gave me a hard time about anything. But one day, the BMW was just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was driving a rabbit, a VW rabbit, And so one day at dinner, it was just too much. It was just too overwhelming. And she broke down and she said, "Why can't I have a new car?" And I said, "Honey, if I had $1 million in the bank right now, you wouldn't be getting a brand new BMW." And she looked at me like, "Are you crazy?" And I said, "Honey, if you have a BMW at 17, a new one, what do you got to look forward to the rest of your life?
That's right. That's
you know
right.
What? You know what? To her credit, that made a lot of sense to her. She never said another peep about it after that.
You know, it's funny, Jim, because we just went through something similar with my daughters in that I don't know if you've probably not heard of Hannah Montana.
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. But my daughter...
I'm not that much of a fogey.
Well, I just, you know, I didn't know how old your grandchildren were. You know, it is kind of hard to not hear about her these days. But
yeah.
my daughter actually got through on the computer the day the tickets went on sale and got tickets to her concert.
Wow.
And we got
That's something that's gotten out of hand, hasn't it?
It is. And we actually ended up getting a couple of extra tickets that we weren't sure what we were going to do with.
Uh-huh.
And so I talked to my daughters about it, and they're like, oh, well, so-and-so, we could sell them on eBay, and we could make enough money to go get a limo for the concert. And I looked at them, and I said, exactly what you said to your daughter. I said, you get a limo at the age of 11 and 13. What are you going to look forward to at your prom? You know, and so what we decided to do is we actually raffled off the tickets to benefit the American Cancer Society.
Good for, what a great lesson for those kids.
And it was. And after the end of it, you know, a little 8-year-old girl won them, and she was so excited. I looked at my daughter, my 11-year-old, and I said, so, you know, but one of her friends was really upset that she didn't win the tickets. We didn't just sell them to her.
Right.
And I said, so are you sorry that, you know, that she's not going to go with us, that she didn't get the ticket? She goes, no, Mommy, we did the right thing.
Good for you.
And,
that's a lesson
know,
that will last them the rest of their lives.
Well, it's about modeling for your children
mm-hmm.
the right way to do things. And that was the right way to do things. You know, that was the right thing to do. And maybe at the beginning she was a little hesitant because she wanted her friends to go with her. But at the end, she really got it.
But, you know, kids do get it. And that's the thing, message I'd like to give to entrepreneurs. If you're struggling, and maybe not struggling, it's just that at certain stages of the business, Julie, as you know, everything you can get your hands on has to go into the business just
right.
to keep it going.
Right.
And bring your children into that discussion. Let them know what's going on. Explain to them what's happening. They can get that.
They do. They do get it. It's
let
amazing.
Let them be part of the ownership of this.
Mm-hmm. Let them see the bigger picture. Let them look at the hard work and the, you know, yeah, we could spend this money on this today, but look at where we're putting it, and it's going to grow, and we're going to have even more later. You know,
right.
we're building something bigger than ourselves.
Absolutely.
Well, you get that.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I remember when my parents had a few extra tough times, and, you know, I felt like I was, you know, it was just something that happens to families sometimes. Stand by, Julie. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Julie's book is called The Parentpreneur Edge. That's right, parentpreneur. How do you like that word? And Julie Linzer-Kirk and I will be right back. More to come after these messages, 20 after. Stay with me.
Hi, Jim. This is Jack Mitchell, author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People. Jim, congratulations. You are simply a world-class Hall of Fame hugger. Best to you, your family, and all of your listeners.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Julie Linzer-Kirk, the author of The Parentpreneur Edge. What does that mean, the parentpreneur?
It's a parent that's an entrepreneur. It's an entrepreneurial
yeah.
parent. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you own your own small business. It's that you've really taken control of your future and you're you know, really guiding where you're going. You know, I see entrepreneurs as building something. Sometimes it's our own business. Sometimes it's something within somebody else's business.
So it's also being entrepreneurial in the way you raise your children.
That's right.
How much of that is learning how and when to say no?
Oh, a lot of that is. I think I have a whole section on saying no and the value of saying no, both in your business and for your kids.
Have you noticed with your kids? Your kids are almost a generation, I guess about a generation behind mine. Have you noticed, though, that sometimes when you say no and they even act a little indignant at first, within about 45 seconds, they're okay with it and they were just testing you?
Oh, yeah, all the time, all the time. Kids, you know, if we're always saying yes to our kids, how are they going to learn the realities of the world, which is that you don't get everything you want?
It's human nature to seek boundaries, a little bit of boundaries, and there's some comfort in that, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. They've got to know that you're there to set those boundaries for them.
Well, because they don't know how far they should go, do they? I mean, they haven't found their own world yet when they're children. They haven't found their own world, and you're the one who says no. For now, this is as far as you need to go.
Right, and it's tough as a parent because you want your kids to have things, and especially if you didn't have those things, but it's also important that they know that. That they can't have everything, that it's not, that they have to work for some stuff. I mean, I think too many of the kids today don't realize they don't really have to work for what they get.
Yeah.
Or they just have to do really well in school.
Do you see that as a problem right now?
I think it's going to be interesting to see where the generation falls out. If for kids that have been given and handed everything.
Yep.
They're going to continue to expect that through the rest of their
lives. Do you think
there's
a whole generation out there like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think that that many of them, as they get into college and they start getting out of college, they're starting to realize that, that they're not always going to make everything they try out for, and they're not going to get a trophy for every time they play sports.
The world isn't going to do that, is it?
Mm-mm, no.
I mean, just because the little league did, that doesn't mean that the world's going to do that.
Right.
I fear, Julie, that we're not... that we're creating a situation where excellence is not sought. What do you think?
Well, I think that that's one of the things that's a benefit of being a parentpreneur is that you are modeling what that means for your children. I think that and there's the danger of the parentpreneurs or even just working parents that feel guilt about the fact that they're working is that they may tend to do that for their children. But if you view what you're doing as a good model and a way to teach them solid values and work ethic, then you don't have to feel guilty about it. You just have to be very open and communicate with them that that's what's going on.
And sometimes, and this is the part about the parent thing, sometimes you have to take a little grief for doing the right thing, don't you?
Well, absolutely. It's just like you can't, you've got to be the boss of your company. You can't be everybody's friend. Mm-hmm. You can't, it's nice to have a good relationship with your kids, but you have to be able to make the tough decisions.
Well, I remember disciplining my children, and they'd get mad at me, and I'd say, and there'd be a few times when it was really rough. I mean, when it was really a tough decision,
right.
And they were really mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to them, okay, you're really mad at me right now, aren't you? And they say, yes, I am. And I say, well, let me tell you something. Me knowing that and me still doing what I'm doing is me loving you more than any other time.
There you go. That's right. It's doing what you know is right, even though it's not popular.
And I've gotten some paydays back on that, Julie. My son is a great kid. He was a great kid when he was a teenager. But he got a few times when he got a little bit upside down and a couple of times with his mother. And I had to get in his face, and I had to really get in his face and straighten him out. And he locked up, and I said, when I got through explaining things to him, I said, you don't like this, do you? Me right there in his face. And he said, no, sir. And I said, well, let me tell you something. The day is going to come when somebody's going to be in your face, and they're not going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well get used to this.
Right.
He wrote me a letter 2 years later from the Marine boot camp. from boot camp in the Marines, and he said, Dad, thanks for getting in my face.
Aww.
He said, I would not have made it through boot camp had you not gotten in my face when you did.
That's
a payday, Julie.
Yeah, and the paydays don't come immediately, and that's part of the hard thing.
That's what you got to know, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that you got to be patient because it comes later. It's not instant gratification. You have to look at the big picture.
And I have a theory, though, Julie, and I don't know if you agree with me or not. Some of these things, it's harder for mom to do it than it is for dad to do it.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying it's harder.
I think it's different people.
But guys, stay involved in your kids' lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're very important. And give us the website, Julie.
It's julielenzerkirk.com. Lenzer Kirk, K-I-R-K.
And the book is called The Parentpreneur Edge. Hey, Julie, thanks for being here. Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
Sounds good, Jim. I'm in.
Thanks. See you later. quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.